This episode is going to be a special just for the number of comments we've had about the Bath Spa Bulldogs. And we've all come together, we've all had a meeting about it. And I know everyone's going to talk immediately after me, but I think it's safe to say we've all come around on these uniforms. And in fact, we are wrong. They're not hideous. They're fucking hideous. Enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Four Guys, One Bracket. We're on to episode 3. We've finished the play-in bracket and now we're on to the full Uniball uniforms bracket for the rest of the league. How's everyone doing to start with?
Yeah, I'm right.
Good.
Yeah, good. Nice and hot today. Lovely day for it.
Excellent. Lovely day to sit inside and make a podcast. Before we jump into it, there's been some NFL uniforms that have come out. Has anyone got any hot takes on the Bucks or the Falcons unis that have come out this week?
I do not like this brown colour Bucks one, but the other two are pretty nice, I would say.
I think you'll find that it's not brown, it's pewter is the official colour they've gone for, and it is hype. I fucking love this. A few years ago, they did the same thing with the pants, but they put the white jersey with it, and it was absolutely fire. I absolutely loved it. The home and away kit, I'm not sure they've changed at all, apart from changing the numbers, but that pewter is... It's their colour rush as well, by the way. It's their colour rush one. So that's what we'll be seeing on Thursday nights.
This is a poor man's Lions uniform, is what I'm saying. I'm not about that. And I think the Bucks is basically like a budget Falcons uniform. These Falcons unis are...
Yeah. See, no, oh, I'm not happy. I don't like the big ATL strewn across the top. They absolutely ruined it with that.
I'm the same.
The ATL's not good. And I'm not sure about the matte helmets. I'm not really a big fan of matte-coloured helmets, but everything else, nice.
It's the ATL for me. That's the one thing that ruins it for the Falcons. I can't believe I agree with Will, but I am fully sided with Will. I like the Bucks unis more than the Falcons. But that all white on the Falcons looks icy as hell.
It is nice.
I mean, I don't know what more I can say. Enjoy your pirate ship, kids. Enjoy your brown and grey uniform. Great. I look forward to seeing that. So we shall jump straight in, and we've got UWS Pyros, who we haven't seen yet. They've got a red jersey with black detailing, black pants, black lids, black numbers. And they're against City Wolfpack, who got through, I believe, 3-1 in the last round, who have the red lids with the raptor on it and the grey uniforms with the sort of grey pant and the red sort of claw marks on it. What's your thoughts on these, Will?
So I pulled out the UWS Pyros photo, and it's like they don't even want to be included in this bracket. This photo is from their Freshers Week, it looks like, from about 2016, and there's been nothing more recent than that. So I assume this is still with the uni they're rocking, and it's absolute trash, and I don't have any more to say on it.
It's Pyros, burn it. Yeah, it's horrible. And, you know, the City Wolfpack, I think it's got potential, but it skips past another one for me easy.
Yeah, Pyros look like, as Josh said in the previous week, that they're like the basic film uniform for a team, a non-specific football team. It's just basic and ugly.
I appreciate we don't know the answer to this, but are these actual Pyros players as well? Or is this a Freshers Week where four kids have come along and they've sort of been interested in American football, and the guys have just slapped some kits on them and asked them to hold a ball? Like, I'm not convinced.
I don't know if we can go bagging on the dudes in the photos. Well,
I'm just saying, like, it just seems like a very interesting photo.
I look forward to tagging them all individually.
But yeah, no, City Wolfpack, tasty uniform. Yeah. I'm a big fan of it, so that gets me.
I still really like it, the City Wolfpack one. They got a lot of potential.
So 4-0, City Wolfpack goes on to find a stronger opponent. Next, we've got Tyranu, Aberystwyth, which is Aberystwyth Storm, I think.
Well, I'm sure the ex-Aber boys are going to love your pronunciation of Tyranau right there.
Oh, fuck it.
Bloody Welsh.
So this is, you know, representing the Welsh versus the Oxford Lancers. So Tyranau have got a blue uniform, blue pants, and then they've got kind of like this electric, I assume, storm on their shoulder, which is like a white. And then the Oxford Lancers have got a navy blue jersey with Oxford, and then around the neck and shoulder, gold detailing, gold lids, and like a matte gold, white numbers. What do you think about these uniforms, James?
These storm detailing on the pants, I appreciate a bit of a different pant, and the shoulders. However, I do not like much about this uniform at all. I am definitely in the Oxford camp for this one.
Yeah,
I also hate the Tyranau jerseys, the top bit of the storm. It looks like the reflection of a swimming pool. If you were looking down like a summer's day, it would be like shimmering. That's exactly what it looks like.
I think ABBA would probably go through if they're against a real trash opponent, because I appreciate what they're sort of doing with it. But for me, like, I actually really like the Oxford kit, so...
Yeah.
So look, I think the Oxford kit is one of those simple ones that's done really well.
Yep.
I think it's a smart uniform. Like you say, I think ABBA deserve a little bit of credit for trying to do something a little bit different. I do like the numbers. They're just a little bit different. I quite like that. And I like that they seem to all be matching. But Oxford, I think, sweeps it for
me. The thing I like most about Oxford is one of my favourite Britball rumours of all time was that after Jason Elam, the longtime Broncos kicker, retired, he went to Oxford to do his Masters. And there was a rumour circulating the Britball circuit he was going to join the Lancers and go and play for them. Now, I don't know if he was planning just to kick or if he was going to be like middle linebacker / quarterback / running back / absolute domination. But I don't know if he ever appeared. I don't think he did. But that would have been absolutely wild.
Incredible.
If Elam was banging 50-yard field goals. But because it's uniball, they have like 80 yards pitches minimum, like maximum. So he'd be kicking from his
basically, own hat.
They basically take the touchback and then kick a field goal on first down and just win every game.
I was about to say as well.
But it's still uniball blocking. He'd be like, can I get a second? And they'd be like, oh no.
Yeah, the snaps still got to get there as well.
Flying through the A gap. You've got to literally kick it straight from the snap. No one's going to hold it. So Oxford sweeps that one 4-0. Then we've got a good matchup, I think, here with the Manchester Met Eagles playing against one of those teams that came through, which was the Coventry Jets. So we've got Manchester Met have got a blue jersey with orange detailing on the shoulders, and then kind of like an orange slash across the back, all the way around the back to the front. And then they're up against the Coventry Jets, which I won't spend too much time talking about because we've already spoken about them, but they've got their own pants with the Jets in white down the side, like a baby blue all the way up to white lids. And then they've got an away jersey, which is the same, but with the white top, blue numbers. What do you think about this one, James?
James is mentioning the group, so he's having audio issues. So I think we'll have to skip James's hot take for now.
Yeah,
we'll skip James's hot take and we'll go to Josh. Let's hear it.
So, I mean, to be fair, this is quite a nice little matchup. I don't know how I feel fully about the Eagles' kit here. I think it's like nice. It's interesting. It's definitely different for Britball, Uniball. Kind of reminds me of that show on what's it? The American football show on Netflix. That's it. Blue Mountain State. Yeah, it's giving me Blue Mountain State vibes. I think it's quite interesting. But I'm pretty sure I was a massive advocate for the old Jets. Unis in the last round, and I'm the exact same this round, so Jets get it for me.
I couldn't believe it when you said this is a nice matchup. Sean, because these Coventry Jets ones are beautiful unis, as we discussed in the last episode, and these MMU ones are absolute trash.
Woo!
Blue and orange does not work as a combo.
I think absolute trash is harsh, but
I don't know. That is harsh.
Yeah, it's these orange shoulder pads are god awful.
I mean, I'm going to
definitely Coventry.
I'm going to disagree. This is close. This is close for me, and I don't think I can. Coventry Jets is too good a uniform, but I think if Manchester had an away kit, then I'd give them a shout. But the Coventry Jets just pip it. But these uniforms are nice. These are Blue Mountain State uniforms, and they look smart. Don't know what.
Yeah, I mean,
like.
I can
blue and orange.
Blue and orange.
Like, yeah, I can appreciate. You could argue there's obviously some clash issues that people are seeing, but when we take like the Pyros or I don't know Bath Spa or other unis that are really boring, like I just think it's nice to see this in Uniball, you know what I mean? And so I think it has a certain type of swag about it.
I do appreciate that. It's like it is something a little bit different, and you're right, it would be a lot of, I think just about every uni we've seen so far it's better than, but it's got nothing on Coventry's.
I think they do have a different kit.
Who's not done their research?
Have a quick Google. Ooh. But whether these are up-to-date images or not, I don't know. I wouldn't like to step on the toes of who
this is where you will for this again.
Team. Wasn't me this week. Wasn't me this week, I swear. But, I mean, their other kit's not much better. So, I mean, Coventry still win. I'll put a link in the old...
we'll put a link in the Twitter page as well. But we've got Jets pipping this 4-0 again.
Pipping this 4-0.
Pipped 4-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pipped. Could have been 3-1. Right, so next we've got the Brunel Burners, who are up against the Hertfordshire Hurricanes, who we put the Twitter poll out. It was 5-5, and James doesn't have Twitter. So when the Twitter sphere gives us a result, we'll take the Twitter result. When it doesn't, James gets the deciding result for, I don't know, being too cool for Twitter.
Yeah,
so James voted the Hurricanes through. So we've got Brunel, who have a navy blue with yellow detailing around the neck and then kind of like a streak from the shoulder down to the pants in gold. Then white numbers, white helmet. Then they've got an away all white with the navy blue on the name and numbers. The Hurricanes we've described already, but they have purple jersey with white numbers and names with a black lid. And then they've got the reverse of that. They've got the white jersey with purple numbers and names with a black lid. What do you think about this, Will?
Yeah, Brunella give me very UAE Pirates vibes. They look very, very much like them. I respect they've got different game pants, home and away. They've gone white out for the away and almost blue out for the home, if that's a thing. And I also love that they've kept the orange detailing around the sleeves. I think it's just around the sleeves on the home and the away jersey to keep it a bit together. I really like it. I think it's sort of similar to Hurricanes, but just pulled off a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think there's something about the Hurricanes that I'm just not sure. I don't know whether it's just the bottom half being a bit basic and plain. Like you say, it's nice those burner uniforms have that detailing around the sleeve. I didn't see that. And then I've seen these in the flesh as well. And I actually don't think these pictures do it justice. These burners uniforms, they're real nice. And then obviously a white out is always a big winner.
Looking at these Hertfordshire jerseys, just the jerseys, I'm like, actually enjoying them more than I think I did last time. I do really actually,
yeah.
I don't know if it's because I've seen them again or what's going on, but I'm actually quite liking them now. I'm still going Brunel because that's a tough opponent and they have two really nice uniforms that I think you could do so much with. But yeah, I'm glad the Hurricanes went through on the last matchup, to be honest.
Yeah, it's tough for me. Because now, as Josh said, looking at these Hurricane unis again, I'm still liking them, and I think I definitely still prefer them to the Burners as well. So Hurricanes get my vote, even though it might be a a one.
Yeah,
it seems like it might be a 3-1. I think, unless anyone has anything else to say.
Are you?
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
We can maybe put.
Who's that 3-1 to Hertfordshire?
No, to the Burners.
Oh, Burners. All right. Yeah.
Also, fuck the Burners.
Wait. I thought Josh and James both went Hurricanes.
You were not even listening.
No, Josh spoke a big game about the Hurricanes and then just backed off.
I wanted to give the Hurricanes some juice, you know what I mean? Because like, they're not garbage. I'm not going to bag on them for being garbage because they're not. But, you know, I just want to talk them up.
I feel like one of our listeners, like Dan, seeing this purple, he's not going to be happy that we voted it out. But I just think it's missing a little something. Like, I don't know what exactly
and
it is.
They need some custom pants, to be honest. That's where I'd start. Custom pants. And then...
Yeah,
go from there.
Right, on to the next matchup. 3-1, Bruno Burners go through. Next up, we have the Sussex Saxons versus the UEA Pirates. And I'm going to start with this one because I love the Sussex Saxons unis.
Really?
They are amazing. I know, James, you've played in these uniforms, so you'll be able to say... But I think sneaky, they are a thing of beauty. I know some of the pictures we've got, they've got people in different coloured helmets and things, and we're going to, you know, reduce their swag for that. Yeah, I should probably explain what they look like. They're a red jersey with like a black and white checkered shoulder, like a finish line flag, white numbers, and then white pants. And they are up against UEA Pirates, who have home and away, they've got a navy blue, I believe that's home, with yellow detailing under the armpits. And then the away is yellow with black numbers. I think they came through one of the earlier rounds. What do we think about this?
We got like James go.
Yeah, so having played for the Saxons, like you, I was concerned on first looking when I was thinking about signing up for the team. But having played in them and having time to think about them, they have actually definitely grown on me. I know it's somewhat arbitrary because it's stuff we would absolutely cream other teams for, having a single colour pant and different colour helmets, because a lot of them play for the senior ball team, the Thunder, and they play in blue helmets. But yeah, I like the Saxons jerseys.
So
I was already against camo.
I missed.
You're against camo, pro checkered flag.
You can't see camo.
Interesting things to note about.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I was ready to completely bag on these unis. But the more I look at them, the more I get confused about whether I like them or not. They're dazzling for one. But I don't know if I have an opinion on them yet, because they've taken me from completely anti to middle at the moment. I don't really have an opinion. I'm sure at some point, the more I look at it, if I keep going for the next 10 minutes, I'll eventually probably like them. But at the moment, I'm not too sure.
I do not like the yellow of the Pirates.
Yeah, I'm a bit upset that I'm fairly sure it looks very familiar, the image, but I'm upset that the UEA Pirates made it through, because I think they're kind of very boring, these uniforms.
Just because Dan said he didn't like it, and you're trying to get that OC job next year.
Well, you know how it is. No, I just think that it's missing something to get it through this next round. I think the yellow has real potential, but maybe if they had yellow socks or a yellow lid, there's something that's got to bounce off of it. But then instead, they're wearing white socks with a yellow and black jersey and pants. It's like the small details make up the swag.
You know what? I think I agree. And if it happens that Brunel come up against UAE next round, then it's just basically the same matchup. So I think let's send Saxons through. It's a little bit nice. I might have a hotter take next round, but UAE can sort of pretend that they're the Brunel and they can piggyback off the back of their success going forward.
I haven't even given a single opinion on that. So the whole conversation, just let you three discuss the whole thing. But there's nothing really to say. Like you guys, I'm not like, well, basically I'm in Camp Wheel. Like the Saxons kit doesn't blow me away, but I just think it's up against such a weak opponent that, like, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. And I think if we keep seeing it, maybe if it gets to, you know, like the final 16 or something, it might catch us off guard, and then it might be one of those that actually I really like and keep voting for. So, yeah.
Right, and we're on to the last matchup of the day, which is the Newcastle Raiders versus the Kiel Crusaders. Newcastle play in a navy blue jersey with big white marks over the shoulders, white lids, and then white pants, navy blue socks. And they've kind of got like a white detailing underneath the armpit. And then they are up against Kiel, who have an all-black jersey with like a white stripe again underneath the armpit, black pants with red and yellow Crusaders and numbers. What do you think about this then, Josh?
I don't know, to be honest. I can't figure out. I just keep looking at both of them and I really don't know. I just think they're both pretty generic uniforms. There's a couple of guys here that have black helmets and this is for the Crusaders. They have black lids and the red face masks. And I actually quite like that for what they're going for. But then in the other photo, there's two guys with black helmets and just black face masks. And then one of the photos has a big old combination of it all. So I think if they really committed to the red face mask, that would sort of keep me on side a bit more. But then I look at the Raiders and I struggle to find anything about that really as well. I think there's a guy here with a white lid and white face cage, and that always looks quite fresh. But yeah, I don't know. I want to hear other people's thoughts really before I make a decision.
I think these Newcastle uniforms are actually quite nice. I think they're kind of plain, but really well executed. Like you say, there is the guy with the white helmet, white face cage, but I don't hate the black face cage on these because they've got the black NU on the helmet. On the white shoulders, they've got the black numbers, so it keeps your eye bouncing around. Then the guy with the black socks as well, I think it just works. And then I think these Crusaders uniforms are what we've spoken about a few times now, is this is an NFL team. No, it's not. Shout out to their helmet emblem though, that's quite tight, but I think the Crusaders uniforms are...
The problem with rubbish. The Crusaders jerseys, and I've just worked it out, is that yellow outline of their numbers and their lettering. And that's what's wrong with it, and that's what's killing it for them. And I don't understand why they've got that yellow and then the white stripe. Like, none of it makes any sense to me. I did agree with Josh initially that there was not a lot to say about either of them. They're both quite dull and quite boring. But I think the Raiders one is a bit more simple and is quite well executed. I also love, shout out to the O-lineman of the Raiders who has the standard photo of him blocking with his pants halfway around his arse showing his boxes. Which I think every lineman has to have a photo of that.
We've lost James, who just wanted to let us know that both of these uniforms are fairly ugly, but that he is going to pick Newcastle. I'm going to pick Newcastle, obviously, from my comments.
Yeah.
What do you think, Will?
Newcastle.
Yeah, I mean...
Newcastle. Yeah. And Newcastle clean sweep.
Those numbers on the side are quite nice, actually. Like, the shoulders that someone just pointed out, where it's like white shoulders and it goes to blue numbers. I quite like that, actually. It's interesting.
It's only a small amount of movement because the Crusaders have got they've got the same, but they're right on the top of the shoulder rather than where the jersey starts to come down.
It's a good point. Yeah. I've not thought about it for any other of the unis. I'm just flicking back through and I can't see many others with the same numbers. I don't like the numbers on the top, the TV numbers, because they're basically pointless at Britball. But I don't think I've ever seen them on the side of the shoulder before.
Yeah, they're actually really nice on the side.
They've just gone up a little bit, in my estimate. Deserving of going through rather than going for my default this time.
Yep.
Yeah, so they take it 4-0. So we've had quite a lot of clean sweeps today, which I think we will in the early part of the bracket. We've got 64 teams left. And I was going to end today's podcast with a little story from our kind of experiences in Britpool. I feel a little bit bad now because I was going to describe a time at the Jurassic Coast Raptors where obviously we got blown out a lot. We found ourselves at halftime or heading towards halftime with about 15 seconds left. I think we were 3 points down and we found ourselves on the 40-yard line where they had the opposition had the ball, and it was quite simple, just, you know, don't get beat deep. Because we're a Britball team, we didn't have a previous defense.
Wait a minute. Just, can like, I
don't
just
get
say,
roasted.
When Sean says it was to not get beat deep, Sean came into the huddle and said, do not fucking get beat deep or I'm benching you. That is that word for word what he said. And I'll let him carry on the story now.
I feel like I was like co-defensive coordinator. So I had that power to, I think I did say, I will bench the person. You won't play for the rest of this game. And our very own James Witchell, who's not here to defend himself. Not only was he beat deep, for some reason, he was playing up at the line of scrimmage, which I think I was playing. I don't think I saw this because I was on the other side of the field until too late when I just saw James getting roasted for 40 yards. And then the game flipped on its head, and I think we probably got beat like 50 to 14 or something like that.
It would have been 42 to 14.
Exactly. But I could have gone in at halftime and not hated myself for any longer than I needed to.
I think most of those games were you hating yourself more than you needed to.
Yeah. That was my experience at the Raptors. But plenty good fun and got.
There's plenty more of those of those stories.
Oh no.
Exactly. Well, not many where we're quite
well,
happen,
no.
though.
Lots of James getting beat deep.
Oh yeah, obviously we'll give him a chance to defend himself next week, but what we will do, we'll say to for the listeners that have pointed it out, it would be nice for you all to see the jerseys we're talking about, so we'll tweet them in a thread underneath the post of this, and then you can let us know what you think, just for the teams that obviously listen to this podcast, if anyone wants to tag the person that we should credit the photo for, we are happy to do that. Cool. Yep. See you when I see you next, guys.
Cheers, Sean. See you later.